Shalom, today's daf yomi is Yevamos daf tzadi tes, Yevamos 99. In the Gemara on daf tzadi tes, I'm amazed. The Gemara says that our Mishnah is command amar, that our Mishnah rules like the position that states ein cholkin truma eved, that we only give the truma to a slave. If a slave of a kohen comes to get the truma, we only give him the truma elam kein rabo imo. We only give him the truma if his master is with him. And the reason is because we're concerned that maybe people will see him taking a portion of the truma and they'll assume that he's a kohen, and they're going to assume that he has proper lineage of being a kohen because they'll think he's a kohen. The Tanya and the Gemara cites a brisa to prove that this is actually a dispute. Tanya ein chok, and the Brisa states ein chok and truma eved elam kein rabo imo. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is like our Mishnah. He says you only distribute the truma to the slave if his master is with him. Or Rabbi Yossi says yachol sheyomar im kohen ani tenuli b'shvil hatzmi v'im eved kohen ani tenuli b'shvil rabbi. So Rabbi Yossi says he can say as follows. He can say if I'm a kohen, give it to me on my own, and if I'm a slave of a kohen, give it to me because of my master. And so therefore, even if he comes by himself, he's able to take the truma. The Rishonim ask, we're going to say later on that, and we already had this earlier in the Gemara, that you don't distribute truma to a woman by herself. Maybe her husband has already divorced her when he was a kohen, and so therefore she's no longer married to him, and they won't realize that. And so it should be the same thing by a slave of a kohen. Maybe you shouldn't give him the truma because maybe his master will free him, or maybe his master had knocked out his tooth or his eye and he's freed. And so therefore he's asking the truma, and the people won't know that he's already been freed and he's not really the slave of a kohen. And so the Rishonim answer that since the being freed is something that's so praiseworthy for the slave, he's not going to say, I'm a slave, just in order to get the truma. So the person's not going to lie and say they're a slave just to get an extra truma from the field. So the Gemara says, what's the reasoning behind Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi's position? Rabbi Yehuda says you don't give the truma to a slave because maybe if he's by himself, because then maybe people are going to come and assume he's a kohen. And Rabbi Yossi says you can, because he can say, give it to me, I'm either a kohen or a slave. So the Gemara explains, "Bemkomo shel Rabbi Yehuda, yumalan truma yuchasin." That because in the place of Rabbi Yehuda, they used to give the truma to yuchasin. That somebody who was established as somebody who had an established precedent of accepting truma on the threshing floor, they would marry a kosher woman to him, and they wouldn't be concerned that maybe he's a slave. And so therefore, they wouldn't distribute the truma to somebody who was a doubtful slave if his master was not with him, so because we're concerned that as a result of this, he's going to start marrying people. Whereas, b'mkomo shel Rabbi Yossi, lo hayu malan mitruma yuchasin. So in the place of Rabbi Yehuda, they used to take, once they did the truma, then they would say, okay, we can marry you under the assumption that you're a kohen. In the case of Rabbi Yossi, they didn't say that it was necessarily because you got the truma, that therefore they assumed that you could get that you had the yuchasin. And so therefore, therefore, he didn't have to be concerned that if they gave him the truma, it would lead to also to marriages. Tanya, so the Gemara says, it brings a price with respect to somebody who went up from getting the truma to starting having the good lineage. So Tanya, we learned, Amar Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok miyamai lo hayadati ela edus achas. He said, in all my days, I only gave one testimony, and as a result of this testimony, they established, as a result of my one testimony, they established that a slave, and they brought him up, and they gave him, and they assumed he was a kohen. Meaning to say, this is just an astonishing statement. On the basis of my testimony, the one time I testified in my entire life, they took a slave, and they made him a kohen. So the Gemara says, do you really think that they made him a kohen? Do you really think that's possible? That as a result of Rabbi Eliezer Bar Tzadok's testimony, they brought such a terrible thing and they made a slave into a kohen? Hashta behemton shel tzadikim ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi tako al yadam. Tzadikim ha'atzman lo kol shekin. We know that even the animals of the tzadikim, God does not allow such a terrible thing to happen. That God does not allow a takoa to come even as a result of the animals. God watches over them so that they don't commit a sin. Like we learned in the Gemara in Chulin Zayin Amud Aleph, it talks about the donkey of Reb Pinchas Ben Yair that did not eat food that was untithed. And so if that's the case, if Hashem Yisbarach is not going to allow such a thing to happen to an animal of a tzaddik, tzaddikim ha'atzlon l'kol shechein, that for sure the tzaddikim themselves are something this terrible is not going to happen. So Tosfos actually says that our Gemara does not have this phrase, Ashta Behemton, that the animals of the tzaddikim this doesn't happen to, because he says this principle is only said with respect to the Hashem promises that the Torah scholar is not going to eat something prohibited. Whereas in our sugya, we're not talking about him eating something. And he's just giving a testimony that something happened as a result of this. So that's what Tosfos explains. So the Gemara says, okay, we're going to change what Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik said. Rather, what Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik said was, Ela Ema, Bikshu aros ever lakunapi. As a result of my testimony, they wanted to take a slave and make him a kohen. At first, they thought indeed that my slave was a kohen. However, what happened was, Gemara explained how did this happen. Chaza ba'asrei de Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik was in the place of Rabbi Yossi, and he said that they were giving truma to the slave, and he said, "Oh, it must be like this is the same place like in Rabbi Yehuda, where they only give the truma to the person who's an actual kohen." Vazal ba'asid ba'asrei de Rabbi Yossi, and then when I testified in the place of Rabbi Yossi, and I made a big colossal mistake, and so they almost brought up the slave, and assumed he was a kohen.